Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, Patreon listeners. Thanks for your continued support, and I'm sorry I've gone a bit vague recently. I had 8 episodes in a row, no problem, and now I'm starting to stumble a bit and fanny about, and yeah, sorry about that. Just life stuff getting in the way and just generally exhausting me a bit, I think. I'm working on it, but yeah, in the meantime, thanks. And I hope you enjoy your extended version of this and the rest of the episodes from this season, because that's a new thing just for you. I don't know if you'll notice, because you probably won't listen to both versions, but the Patreon versions have a bit more material in them, because I love you, basically. Thank you again, and I hope you're well. Come say hi in the Discord chat, because it'd be nice to get to know you all a bit more. Or if not, just stay here and thank you again for your money. It really does mean a lot. This is Probably True, stories of queer life and even queerer sex. Please be aware that this podcast contains strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them. I was out for a stroll with a companion of mine the other day. What a nice image. Makes me think of myself as a classy Victorian lady promenading along the high street, bidding how do you do to passers-by and carrying a lacy umbrella parasol. I am totally going to have to get one of those. Anyway, we were actually just sat in the window of a Starbucks, chatting away, watching the world go by. And by watching the world go by, I mean perving on the ridiculously attractive people that would occasionally walk past, because the sun was shining and hot people are all apparently solar-powered. And I say perving on without shame, by the way. Occasionally, someone tuts at me for objectifying people or being shallow or whatever, and it's a moral judgment and I won't stand for it. I am thoroughly aware that we are each and every one of us deep and complex creatures with rich inner lives, hopes, dreams, fears and struggles, and that all of these things are but small parts of a beautiful and profound multidimensional human being. And if I see a unique multi-layered individual walking down the street wearing a top that shows off their big muscly arms or trousers intended to accentuate their pert and firm behind, I am going to appreciate that as well. That's not objectification. In fact, if any of us is shallow, it's you for assuming that I only see the physical when I respectfully enjoy the cracking ass on the person who just walked past me. You should be ashamed. Anyway. After a particularly attractive group passed us by, I remarked to my companion that the appeal of each gorgeous young person was in no way diminished by their being in a group. I think my exact words were, "Oof, one at a time and then all at once." My friend laughed before commenting that while the idea of group sex is hot, they'd be far too anxious to ever try it because they wouldn't know how to behave at such a gathering and it would only increase their anxiety. And that's fair enough. It can be a very scary situation. A bit like lunchtime in a new school. Is everyone looking at me? Am I being awkward? Are people avoiding me? Will they judge me based on whose dick I suck first? All the usual high school worries. And it's not really something you get taught as you grow up. Parents tend to teach us stuff like table manners, how to behave in public, and what wine to drink at the execution of a billionaire. The answer is any. And that's probably for the best, to be honest. No one wants their parents explaining how to breathe with your mouth full while someone else is tickling your fancy and there's a third person taking a run up behind you. So, instead, here is the next best thing. The probably true guide to group sex. First off, if you are lucky enough to be invited to such an intimate gathering, there's nothing wrong with asking who else is going to be there. While it can be fun to go with the element of surprise, there's nothing worse than turning up to a room full of people you don't fancy. Or, worse, bumping into your most recent ex. It is very difficult to power through that sort of thing. And saying, "No, no, don't worry, I always cry when I'm naked," isn't going to fool anyone. It is also perfectly acceptable to ask about the vibe. I, personally, don't mix sex and drugs, and so I tend not to show up to parties where people are going to be getting off their tits and shagging. There's nothing sexy to me about trying to shag someone who's so busy trying to lick their own eyebrows they won't notice. And the reverse is true too, I would imagine. It would be very awkward to rock up to a gathering expecting a weekend of hedonism involving Colombian shouting powder and banging techno music, only to find nothing stronger than herbal tea and some poppers. And I think it's time we got away from this idea of only having group sex when we're off our tits on something. We live in the future. We're enlightened. We should normalise sober, wholesome, friendly group sex sessions. And when you do that, please invite me. Speaking of bringing things, always make sure you bring anything you might need. Poppers, lube, condoms, stuff like that. If you're on PrEP, great, but don't expect everyone else to be. A good host will probably have some lube and condoms or whatever, but it doesn't hurt to bring more, just in case. Especially if you're so blessed that your condoms look like bin bags when they're unrolled. Anyone who's tried to roll up a sleeping bag and put it back into its carry case will know exactly what I mean. Don't be hoarding while you're whoring, either. You're not just bringing your various holes for everyone to use. I was at a bumming bonanza once, and I swear, one guy turned his nose up because someone tried to hand him the wrong lube, mid-shag. He said something like, "Oh, no, sorry, I can't use that. Andrew and I only use a fair trade, cruelty-free silicon lube. You can't buy it in shops. It's only available direct from the Italian artisan. He makes it in his home studio." Which was funny, because as he was saying that, Andrew was in the middle of a pile of people nearby, making noises I'd only previously heard from cows giving birth, so I think he was okay with the cheaper stuff. Whatever you bring, share it round. Which reminds me, get an STI check. Also on the subject of what to bring to a jizz jamboree, snacks. Because why not? Avoid anything that's flaming hot flavour or anything similar, for reasons that I would hope would be self-explanatory. Probably best to avoid crisps or any strong flavours generally. However much you may be craving them after 10 minutes as the meat in a sweaty sandwich, there's nothing like the smell of pickled onion monster munch to put someone off their stride. Maybe Haribo or something like that. I don't know if Tang Fastix would make more than your tongue tingle, but if you're brave enough to try, please let me know. If you ask me, you can't go wrong with a Victoria sponge. Also, once you've been invited to such an event, let your host know your response and then stick to it. No one likes unreliable guests, and this is especially true when you're trying to arrange a no-pants party. Even getting one person round to be naked and sweaty can be a ridiculous amount of effort sometimes, unless that's just me. Best not to think about it. If someone is making the effort to get a few of you in a room, make sure you RSVP appropriately, because it's like herding cats. And, as someone who spent far too many birthdays alone, it really sucks to try and organise something and then have no one turn up. Anyway, multiplayer fun times. Always use your words, not just in group settings, but especially so. If someone's doing something you don't like, trying to fit their foot up your nostril or whatever, tell them to stop. Unless you're into that kind of thing, I'm not judging. If things are getting a bit overwhelming or you're getting too excited, or if you just want to get your breath back, don't be afraid to take a break. It's an excellent time to get a snack or a glass of water, take in the view, and generally enjoy the moment. If you do find yourself ending things earlier than you'd hoped, don't panic. First off, lean into it and really enjoy the orgasm. If you're gonna come, you're gonna come. You might as well enjoy it. Let anyone else know, obviously, in case they want to get out of the splash zone, or at least close their eyes, and then just, yeah, let fly. After you're done, I recommend sitting on the sidelines for a bit. You can offer encouraging comments and cheerleading for the other players. You might find that you're up and ready to go again sooner than expected, and even if not, there's a good chance that someone else will want to break at some point and you can have a little cuddle for a minute. Cuddles are always welcome, especially in sexy scenarios. It's not just about the jiggery-pokery. Whatever you do, don't get your phone out. Sex is so much more fun when you're there in the moment anyway, and you don't want anyone worrying that you're trying to sneak a little video or something. Don't do that. Seriously, don't do that. Personally, I've found group sex to be really helpful in one way. I tend to overthink one-on-one sex a bit, and I get all up in my head and stressed out, and I'm not enjoying it as much. With more than two people, I find because the pressure isn't as great to make sure the other person is having a good time, I can relax and have a bit more fun with it. I mean, you should always make sure your partner or partners are having fun, but if not, or if the vibe is off or whatever, you can swap yourself out for someone else and let them get it done. It's a bit like home improvement. Yes, it can be fun and quite satisfying to do it all yourself, but there's also no problem with getting someone in to make sure it's done properly. T teamwork makes the dream work. And DreamWorks made Shrek, which I think we can all agree is the most deeply erotic movie ever made. As with any group scenario, there might be people there that you're not super into. That's okay. No one fancies everyone. The thing about group sex, though, is that generally, you'll find yourself attracted to all, or at least most, of the people in the moment. And besides, that person who you might think could not be the kind of person you'd hook up with one-on-one might turn out to be really good at that thing you like. You won't know until you try. And once you're all revved up and in the moment, you'll probably enjoy it more than you thought you would because you just go with the flow. If there's anyone there that you're really not into or is doing stuff that you don't like, don't be afraid to gently move away from them or guide them onto someone else. Hopefully, they'll either get the hint or be distracted by the new person and everyone can continue enjoying themselves. As always, use your words. And if you do meet someone you really fancy and you seem to be hitting it off or whatever, don't obsess over them. Don't focus on them too much. Make sure you're still working the room and chatting and doing other things with other people. It can be creepy for the one person if you come on too strong, especially in a sexual setting. If they're interested in you, then you can swap numbers afterwards and spend plenty of time together, just the two of you. Right now, you're here for a group thing. So, be a part of the group. To summarize this probably true guide to group sex, think of it like a party. Try and relax and enjoy it. Engage with people. Be your best self. Have fun, and if you're not having fun, move on to someone else. You wouldn't spend your whole time at a party talking to one boring person, and it's the same principle. Mingle. Meet new people. Be polite and respectful. Take time out if you need to. I do that in social situations all the time, even when I've got my clothes on. And, most importantly, don't turn up empty-handed. At the bare minimum, lube, poppers, cake. You cannot go wrong with a Victoria sponge.
That was Probably True, the multi-award-winning storytelling podcast created to remind all of our queer siblings that we are none of us alone. If you like what you heard and you want me to keep doing it, you can support the show at patreon.com/probablytrue.
And if you're anywhere near the Frog and Bucket in Manchester on the 18th of June, I'll be doing my first 5-minute stand-up comedy set as part of a showcase that's happening there. There'll be a link in the show notes for tickets. And if you're on Patreon, drop me a line and I'll get you a free one, because that's how that works.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.